This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Another day to think about, well, another opportunity, actually another hour of conversation, and maybe you stick around for the whole day, or you check out the podcast at djvshow.com, or download it, rate it, and subscribe to it on iTunes. Your opportunity to listen to Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen, Jennifer not with us in this portion of the program, but we have a focus on some important trending news circumstances. What's going on, Victoria?
Yeah, well, it's more bad news for Boeing, and this time, it's not just the commercial end of it, it's the Air Force that's going after them. The Air Force's top acquisition official has said that Boeing has a severe situation on their hands with flawed inspections of the new KC-46 air refueling tanker aircraft. They found trash and industrial tools in some of the planes after they were just delivered to the Air Force, and they were supposed to be, obviously, brand new and not containing trash and industrial tools. So what the Air Force has said, obviously, having trash on a brand new plane and finding tools left everywhere, that doesn't affect the operation of the actual aircraft. However, it speaks to a larger issue, and this is what the Air Force is saying. They've stopped accepting these new tankers from Boeing, and they say basically, without coming out and blatantly saying it, but this is just sloppiness on the part of Boeing. And if they are allowing planes that are supposedly inspected before being delivered to the Air Force, if they're allowing this kind of junk, trash, and tools and stuff left on the aircraft, then what else maybe are they skimping on, or what else are they not catching? You know, the 737 MAXs, obviously that's been the dominant story in the news, but the fact that Boeing clearly has got some problems, like they need to internally check themselves and figure out what's going on, or else America's biggest export company is going to be in real trouble.
I'm going to bet, if I'm a member of the board of directors, or even a stockholder, but a board of directors, a chairman of a committee or a chairman of the board, I'm saying to the rest of the members of my board, time for a new president, time for a new CEO, time for a change. You don't have all of these things happening if there's good leadership, good management, if people at the top, it's always trickle down. All of these things, no matter what, I set the tone for what happens on this radio program. And the people who, let's say the president sets the tone for what goes on governmentally, at least on the administrative side of things. Does Nancy Pelosi set the tone for the House? Maybe. Mitch McConnell, the Senate, I use that as an example. But any organization, it's always going to reflect who's at the top. And Boeing has too many problems right now. Mm-hmm. And it comes from not paying attention. And this is too much money. There's too many lives at stake.
Yep.
This is Boeing is one of our premier corporations in America. As I've said many times since the 737 thing got started, they export in terms of dollars more than any other American company. So it is in our best interest, their best interest, to keep it going. And maybe they thought, well, nobody else is going to approach, because they bought up all the competition. There are no other airplane manufacturers in America. As a matter of fact, there's only...
That might be part of the problem. They don't have competition. You're right.
Well, so this business, it's interesting because the air tankers, the refueling planes that are being built, are on it's basically a 767. When the bid, and this is years ago, I remember John McCain going after, the bid process was obviously slanted toward Boeing because we wanted to give them the business. It's an American company. We want them to build our American service planes. There are other planes. There are other companies. There are Lockheed and Northrop Grumman make some of the planes that are in this, you know, in the Air Force stuff. There's competition there, competitors there. But in commercial aviation, it's just basically Boeing and Airbus, because they bought out all the competition. In terms of here in America, Boeing bought out all of the other competitors, and in Europe, Airbus bought out everybody else who was making planes. Now, the Chinese are beginning to make planes, and they're flying them on their own domestic fleet. I don't know how many air hours I want to spend on a Chinese-made plane.
That's any indication, look at everything else that's made in China is just a piece of garbage. Oh,
not getting on one of those
launch
planes.
That up? Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
To go back to Boeing and the problems, the 737 production line has been stopped at Boeing. They have stopped making the planes. They've stopped delivering them. And this, at the moment, is their cash cow. There's billions of profit dollars there, and they still haven't got their act together. After many days of discussion over the past week, there still has been no announcement of what the fix is. And kind of, I don't even know that we are sure what the problem is. We know kind of what it is, but they haven't said that they even know how to fix it. I'm sure they have. That's because of smart people there, but good God.
It is kind of weird that we haven't heard from Boeing, okay, here's the problem, everybody, and here's the plan. This whole thing, and I agree with you, I think maybe it's time for a leadership change at Boeing, because this has been handled really poorly.
Badly,
I woke up to an email from American Airlines, I'm sure you got this too, Doug, saying, hey, you know, this doesn't affect our 737-800 aircraft, it's just the other MAXs.
No, it's
I thought the 737-800 was the 737 MAX 8.
But the 737-800 has been manufactured for 10 years. The MAX is just the latest incarnation of the 800, using the same airframe, just squeezing more seats in, making the toilet smaller, not having any electronic devices. There's nothing in them. It's just a cheap plain Jane plane, if you'll pardon the reference. Going back to this thing about what happens at the top. I was thinking about the people who get to the top of companies like this have to be high performers, and they are by definition successful because they don't do things that unproductive people don't do. You know what I mean? It's more they don't do things that unproductive people do. So this is something that's going to take some real serious looking into on the part of Boeing. And speaking of that, in a moment, I want to kind of come up with, now that the dust is settling a little bit with what's gone on in New Zealand, a couple of updates on what people are thinking and saying and what the action is now, because as things kind of quiet down a little bit, the survivors and what's gone on in their lives, and just kind of an update. I want to do that for a few moments. 14 after the hour here on the DJV program.
My neighbors always ask me, hey, Pete, how do you keep your yard so nice?
Pete makes it simple with a Scotts Turf Builder feeding program. It's the best way to get a greener, stronger lawn, guaranteed. All it takes is 4 easy feedings. Just once in early spring, late spring, summer, and fall. Providing your lawn the nutrition and weed control it needs to stay lush and green.
So, now you know my secret.
This is a Scotts Yard. Pick up a Scotts Turf Builder program today.
Your brain is an amazing thing, but as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. In clinical trials, Prevagen has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen, the name to remember, now available in stores everywhere. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Is your back going out more than you do these days? Is it slowing you down, making the simplest tasks seem impossible? I've had back problems for years, and now there's great news for me and you. Purity Products has the ultimate lower back relief formula to get you on track, and they want you to try it for free. That's right, free. The clinically tested herbal formula provides you with the back comfort, flexibility, and joint support you need. My lower back pain used to get the best of me, but after using this formula, I noticed a significant difference in only 15 days. I'm walking smoother and enjoying life again, and now you can too. Purity Products has got your back, literally. What are you waiting for? At no cost, you could receive your free bottle of the ultimate lower back relief formula. Just pay the shipping. So call now and get your free bottle at 1-800-291-4180. That's 800-291-4180. Again, call now, 800-291-4180.
The Geek Out.
It was the very first video game I ever played, Pong, and it remains the original and probably the most basic video game concept to date, but who wouldn't want to play it in 2019 as a coffee table in their own home? A California company is selling the Atari Pong coffee table, but it has a massive trick. It features the original Pong game, but in a physical version. There's no screen, there's no digital. The game is, quote, recreated with motors, rails, pulleys, and magnets, and you control your block with a simple knob, and the puck moves around just like the original video game. It's one of the coolest things I've ever seen. It's called the Atari Pong coffee table. It is $3,000, but it's available now, and you need to see it for yourself, so we've posted the link to it on Twitter at The Geek Out.
Do you think it's okay to drive stoned? The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Stop kidding yourself. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so let's spend some time here on the DJV program, sort of updating our thoughts, your thoughts. This is going to be, this for the next week or so, it's going to be a fluid sort of story because people are under arrest, other people are under suspicion. The story from that horrific attack in New Zealand, survivors telling their stories, how they ran away as these mosques in Christchurch, New Zealand were under terrorist attack. These shooters apparently were pretty heavily armed from the description that I've seen. And, you know, you wonder what is it that brings people around to this. And I said this on a couple of occasions. We think it's unique. But remember what happened in France? When was that? How many years ago was that thing in France?
Oh, the shooting at Bataclan? That was...
3 or 4 years? Is it
3 years ago, was it?
Yeah, right. Yeah. So, I mean, you look at... And it's not just that. It's everywhere. And as far as this is concerned, dozens of people are dead. Dozens more are injured. It sort of at first blush reminded me of that shootout in Las Vegas, what, a year and a half or so ago? When a hail of bullets and people all over the place. But this, you get into the whole issue of mental illness. And the kinds of things, the anger that people, it's just anger, fear. The operating, this whole business of thinking and operating and making decisions out of fear, which is basically ignorance.
Mm-hmm.
Fear comes from lack of knowledge, uncertainty, if you will, lack of confidence. Fear makes you look at other people and blame them for your emotional situation. It's not logical. It's not a good place to be. Fear made, I've said this thousands of times in my life to my children, fear-based decisions are always wrong. Unless it's fear, the, you know, what is it called? Flight? Flight or when you're...
Fight or flight.
I mean, you're not likely... If a lion is chasing you in the jungle of Africa, you're probably going to be pretty afraid. And if you run away, that's probably a good decision. But you know what I'm saying. And so here we have all this violence again in a country that is known. It is the most picturesque. I'm looking forward. It's one of the countries I haven't been to that I really feel like I need to go to because there's so much great dairying and agriculture there. And it's lush and green. We were talking about that in Ireland. Lush, green, beautiful place. But Yeah, they're subject to the same foibles and circumstances the rest of the world is. And so the beauty has been besmirched by the sound of gunfire and the wayward killings of all these people for nothing. 21 after the hour.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Music time, 23 and change at the hour here on the DJD program with Victoria and Kara and Doug focusing on the music now of Katy Perry, who's going to perform during March Madness. The music series kicks off next week. The NCAA announced that Katy Perry will headline the Capital One Jam Fest as part of the March Madness music series in Minneapolis. Say that fast. March Madness music in Minneapolis with Zedd as the opener. Perry and Zedd just released the dance hit 365 together with that must be 365 days, is that right? That was
yeah.
The references. Who's this guy Zedd? I don't know.
He's just a DJ producer. He's been on a lot of big hits.
March Madness music series will go from the 5th to the 7th of next month at the Armory in Minneapolis. Provide fans with a lot of star-studded entertainment during the men's Final Four weekend. Series kicks off on the 5th of April, ends with Perry and Zedd's performance on Sunday the 7th. Performers for the first couple of nights will be announced in the coming weeks. Capital One cardholders can access. So now I have a Citibank card, so I can buy these things. I guess I have to get a Capital One card now, too.
May as well get an American Express, too, because they've got free sales as well. So.
Really? Okay. So anyway, tickets on sale, Tuesday at 10 a.m. Central Time through the 22nd. All right? There it is. Katy Perry, March Madness. Hoo-ah. The story of In Excess. There's another documentary. Man, these things are coming out of the woodwork, aren't they, Victoria?
It's true. There's a huge demand for them right now.
Apparently. So, two previously unheard Michael Hutchins recordings set to appear on the soundtrack of Mystify, which is the full-length documentary tracing the life and career of the late frontman for In Excess. Mystify takes its name from the fifth and final single from the hit album in 87 called Kick. Will premiere at the Tribeca Film Festival next month. film directed by Richard Lowenstein, who directed more than a dozen of the band's early music videos, including Burn For You in 84, What You Need in 85, Listen Like Thieves in 86, Need You Tonight, 87, Never Tear Us Apart, 88. I'm making
great
the announcement.
Songs, great videos.
Chris Murphy, yeah. Chairman and founder of Petrol Records says, quote, their legacy is growing every day, and a new generation of fans from around the world are discovering INXS through streaming. We're entering an exciting period of rediscovery of their legacy and a reassessment of their place in music history. News of the documentary and soundtrack follows the 20th anniversary of this fellow Hutchins' death on November 22, 1997. He was only 37. Was it drug-related?
He died of asphyxiation. You probably remember
sexual?
The story.
Like John Carradine, same thing. Yep. Okay. So that's something to look forward to if you're an INXS fan. If you're a Rascal Flatts fan, you're not going to like the fact they've terminated plans for a restaurant chain. Supposed to be, they were establishments set up in Chicago, Pittsburgh, Des Moines, Orlando. But then there was an expose on the developer Frank Capri, published in the Arizona Republic. He's an alleged mobster. So he was linked to Toby Keith's restaurant chain, Toby Keith's I Love This Bar and Grill. The article in the Republic shares voicemails from Capri, who walked away after collecting millions while his restaurant development plans imploded. The article states that Capri received witness protection, used a new identity to wreak havoc on developers. So Rascal Flatts have severed ties with the developer. The band terminated the license agreement. They first addressed their decision to halt development in January. And then, you know, this kept falling apart. So the plans that, you know, I don't know why. I don't know what adding somebody like this name to a restaurant does. If the food's good, you go. If the food isn't, you know, okay. Kiss it off.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The worst mass shooting incidents in New Zealand in decades, carried out at two mosques and killing 49 people, injuring dozens of others.
now classified as a terrorist event.
The police commissioner in the city of Christchurch, Mike Bush, says while four people are in custody, one has been charged.
A male in his late 20s has been charged with murder.
Just before the shootings, one of the alleged attackers posted a link to a manifesto filled with anti-immigrant sentiment, and one of the attacks appears to have been live-streamed on social media. 12 Senate Republicans line up with Democrats, slapping down the president's declaration of a national emergency at the southern border. The resolution had also cleared the House previously, so it goes to the president's desk where he's promised to veto it. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground-floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Is over. Time for get galloping here on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer with us today. However, Victoria Keelan is here, Kara Schillen is here, and you're here, and that's what's important. The business world. Interesting things going on. Group of UPS workers in Ohio suing the company because of racial discrimination. Have you heard about this? Are not. There are 19 people that either are currently or former workers at UPS, the distribution center in Maumee, Ohio. The suit, which Mommy is just outside of Toledo, suit alleges the employees were forced to work in a hostile work environment that enabled a culture of racism. This becomes so much, it's so frustrating. And back to what I've been talking about, and all of us have, I guess, for a long time. What the hell fuels this? Confederate flags, pictures of nooses hung up, a toy monkey dressed up in a UPS uniform displayed, the N-word written on bathroom walls. What the hell's the matter with these stupid people? The suit alleges five supervisors and managers were aware of this, but didn't do anything to stop it. Workers are seeking $25,000 apiece in damages for each of them, as well as changes that address what they call the pattern and practice of discrimination. This is the best way for your stock to go into the bucket. So we were talking about what needed to happen at Boeing. They need new leadership. I would say UPS probably needs some new leadership, too. I would say if there's that kind of culture that is that obvious and nobody catches it or pays attention to it, then there's something really wrong with management.
This is so similar to the GM story. Remember the GM story just from a month or so ago? Same similar allegations and same kind of work culture.
Doesn't work. Next thing in the business world, Dick's Sporting Goods. A lot of people go there. They say they're going to remove guns and ammo from about 125 of its stores. They got 700 stores around the country. They said the decision is meant to create more productive space. That's interesting, isn't it, huh? It's a sporting goods store, and are they saying that not that many people are buying guns and ammo? The hunting department underperforming, they say. So they're removing hunting products. They've replaced the hunting gear with popular things, and they say where they tried it in the first dozen or so stores, it worked. So now they're going to do it in 125 stores, and that will help them predicate what happens in the future. If sales rise selling other things in that space in those stores, Dick says they may replace firearms in even more locations. Company has removed these assault-style firearms from stores after the fellow running it learned that the Parkland school shooter bought the weapons at Dick's. Now, that's smart leadership.
Yeah. That was very smart leadership. That was a huge risk. They basically are like the CVS. You know, they were like CVS when CVS said, we're not going to sell any tobacco products. And it worked. And CVS's profits went up. People supported that move. And people supported Dick's Sporting Goods. And they raised the minimum age to buy a gun. It has to be 21. That was another thing that they did. And so, you know, this is when we talk about capitalism working. This was a big risk for Dick's Sporting Goods, but so many people believed in what their purpose was when they made these decisions that people are supporting the stores. There's a Dick's Sporting Goods near me here in New Jersey, and I went in just out of curiosity to see what they had, and there were a lot of people in there. It was busy. So
people love those stores. Dick's Sporting Goods. There's REI. There's the new store that TJ Maxx has that's basically all the same stuff.
You know, the nice thing about Dick's is that it's actually affordable, because when I was going on a ski trip at the beginning of the year, and I was looking for a nice waterproof coat that would keep me warm when I was on a mountain, and I looked at the prices at REI, and it was unbelievable. I mean, like $250 was the cheapest coat, and then you go to Dick's, and they've got Columbia and all those good brands, and they're like, you know, upper 90s, $100. Much more affordable. And you're right, Victoria, they're always busy. I've been in one twice, I think, in the last couple months. So, there's always a lot of people there, and they've got a ton of different stuff. So, good for them.
I went over there to get some workout gear a year or so ago, and I went to buy a backpack at Dick's before I went to...
Oh, right, for your Peru trip.
When I went to Peru. All right, so... there's a little thread here. We got two companies that need new leadership, and we got one company that has good leadership. And I think, however, we got four business stories. Three of them need new leaders. The last one is Pacific Gas and Electric, because the investigation, this is something we've been saying here since the very first day, the biggest fire in the history of the state of California, the Thomas Fire, scorching 282,000 acres, destroying more than 1,000 structures. Killed 2 people. Ventura County Fire Department have investigated the cause of the blaze. The fire department released a statement saying strong winds caused 2 power lines to come in contact with each other, creating an electrical arc. The molten material dropped to the ground, ignited the fire. Statement said the electric services company owns the power lines, called Southern California Edison, which is a division, I guess, of PG&E. But this is, you know, what sparked the blaze here and in the north was the fact that they didn't move, they didn't clean up around. If the ground had been bare, the fire wouldn't have gotten anywhere. But underneath these electric wires is all kinds of dead trees and dead growth and stuff. And the environmental yahoos have said, oh, you can't clean that up. It's blah, blah, blah. Okay, so we'll burn the state down then because of your stupid regulations or whatever it is your muscle is used to in the name of environmental. See, this is it. I'm an environmentalist because I get what's going on and what we need as a farmer. I'm a conservator, the meaning of the word conservative is, hello, duh, to conserve, to save. And that's what I want to do with farmland. That's what I want to do with open land. That's what I want to do with animal wildlife. Okay, so you get the point. So these people who say, well, we're saving our resources. What, so you can get sued? And now all the people, the state of California's got to protect these power companies by keeping them from going bankrupt, by giving them state money. So the taxpayer is paying for their lack of leadership. So here's another company that needs a new CEO. But imagine, you know, the power lines and what happens if there's yucca, well, not yucca, but just old dead growth underneath. And the fact that power lines, frankly, the other thing here that isn't quite so obvious, you're reading between the lines, why were these power lines loose enough so they could come in contact with each other, and why were they frayed? If they're covered, there's a sheathing on these. If you look at, if you have power lines in front of your house, go out and look at the lines. They're all covered with a rubbery, I equate it to electric tape, but it's a rubbery covering that protects them from, even if they fall on the ground, unless there's a loose wire, a loose end to it, you're not going to get electrocuted because they're covered up. So obviously these wires weren't covered or there wouldn't have been sparks. You follow my reasoning? Follow my thinking?
Yeah.
So the company deserves to get all of the screwing, the public getting screwed, but I mean, come on, let's get some leadership. We have good American leadership, a lot of people very capable. Why are we confronting these problems just because, you know, I'm getting boiling up. I'm going to the boil zone now. Time for a respite for a moment before we get back with some government and political thoughts and news here on the DJV program. It's 43 after the hour.
Hi, this is Fred Dreyer, former Rams defensive end. Football season just ended, and you can bet teams are already hard at work scouting new talent for next season. But if you're running a small business, you need to know where to go to find top recruits. LinkedIn. It's where people go every day to make connections, grow in their careers, and discover new job opportunities. LinkedIn Jobs takes the time to learn more about who you're looking for and then recommends the qualified candidates you want to spend time talking to make a quality hire you're excited about. Customers rate LinkedIn Jobs number one in delivering quality hires, and posting your job on LinkedIn gives you the best chance of finding and starting a conversation with your next star recruit. It's no surprise a new hire is made every 8 seconds using LinkedIn. So build your winning team by posting your job opportunity on LinkedIn and visit LinkedIn.com/solution. Get $50 off your first job post. That's LinkedIn.com/solution. Terms and conditions apply.
Has falling asleep become a nightmare for you? Are you constantly waking up having to fix your sheets because your fitted sheet isn't so fitted? Do your sheets keep you hot at night? I've been there, but not anymore thanks to MyPillow's Giza cotton sheets. I'm getting a full night's rest without the pain of having to fix my sheets in the middle of the night. Giza cotton sheets by MyPillow are made with the world's best cotton called Giza, which is grown grown only in a small area near the Mediterranean Sea. The cotton is super smooth and breathable. They're extremely durable, made with deep pockets that will fit over any size bed. And just like those MyPillows we love so much, the Giza cotton sheets are made right here in the USA with 100% machine washable and dryable cotton. Go to MyPillow.com and order your Giza sheets today and receive 30% off, plus free shipping when you use the promo code DJV. That's right, free shipping and 30% off, and use promo code DJV. Get yours today at MyPillow.com, and don't forget promo code DJV.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, I additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Erickson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Your brain is an amazing thing, but as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. In clinical trials, Prevagen has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen, the name to remember, now available in stores everywhere. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
So, here we are, 47 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. Government and politics in the focus because the Senate passed a resolution that would block the president's national emergency declaration. So, how many? It was 245 to 182 in the House. So, I've got Republicans and Democrats voting against this. The resolution goes to the president, who, no surprise here, says, I'm 100% sure I'm going to veto that. Anyway, Mitch McConnell told reporters he doesn't think lawmakers have the two-thirds needed to override the expected veto. There's a lot of, yeah, I mean, let's get off of the words and get on to the work. Can we do that? Let's forget. It's a war of words. Forget the words. Let's fix the problem. Hello. Here's another one. The House overwhelmingly approving a resolution calling for the details of Mueller's investigation to be made public, 420 to zero.
I'm 100% for that.
Four Republicans voting present. I don't know what, I mean, if it's public, okay, fine. Then everybody, then everything gets quieted down. And you move on. I mean, if there was something that was going to get the president, they would have had it by now. It would have been, okay. We have nothing. We've spent 2 years wasting a lot of money and time. And
well, a lot of indictments have come out of it, so.
Yeah. But not with any connection to the Russian investigation. It was always other stuff that came out of it. Tax evasion, lying about something else. But then again, they have nobody on the Russian part of it, which was the idea behind the investigation in the first place. Right?
Well, yeah, that's debatable, though. There are a lot of people saying that Manafort didn't fully tell, he didn't rat out what actually happened at that meeting at Trump Tower, and that he's going to get pardoned because he didn't disclose what actually happened there. So I think it would be a huge mistake for the president to pardon him, but he's probably going to do it anyway. So
it'll be the first mistake he made, or probably the last. So there it is. 10 before the hour here on the DJV program. How do you do? How do you do? How do you do?
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Lots of news from the automotive world, and here to discuss it with us is the man of the hour, the man of the day, the man of the week, the man of the month, the man of the year. He could run for president. Our auto expert, Nick Nick Miles, is here. Or should I say President
wow.
Miles? Let me salute you, sir.
Wow.
we could use some new leadership, and maybe you're... Yeah, you know, you could be right into it. All right, I want to talk about recalls here. This is a biggie. Fiat Chrysler recalling 862,500 cars on emissions problems. What's the problem?
Yeah. Well, yeah, the problem is they're not as clean as they Fiat Chrysler told the government they were when they sold them. Yeah. They said that, they had some... they had some nice clean air coming out of the tailpipe, and that appears not to be true. One of the things you won't put into place when you do emissions testing is you say, well, you have to retest every so often just to make sure you're right. It's very similar to doing lab tests tests in, you know, in the doctor's office.
Yeah.
They occasionally want to do a couple retests, make sure that they didn't make any mistakes. And the retest, and then, whoa, things aren't as that we originally told you. So they're recalling them. The actual physical problem hasn't been made quite that clear about why it's they're being recalled, because there's a lot of different cars pulled into this one.
Uh-huh.
But again, recalls are never good, but at least this isn't a safety recall. At least you can still drive your car. It's just, you know, you probably want to stay away from the tailpipe.
Well, that's probably a good rule of thumb no matter what the circumstance. But what this brings up for me is something I think you and I talked about this, the unrealistic expectations or requirements of our government and some other governments about emissions. You know, they can say, you got to do this, you got to do this, you got to do this. These people can't do it in some circumstances.
Right.
Now you can say, well, the other outfits are doing it, but are they really, or are they just smoothing things over? I mean, I think this brings up a huge problem, Nick, with regard to what expectations and how much, you know, come on, let's get realistic with this stuff.
The trouble is there's just no wind, Doug, to try and sort emissions out. So one of the biggest problems is that you can clean emissions up, and you can clean them up quite easily, but it takes lots of money. And what don't we have limitless supplies of is money. So we have to try and work out how people can function without paying double for a car. I mean, you put one of the things they invented a few years ago was as your tailpipe came out of your diesel truck, ammonia spritzing the mess that came out of the engine, and that, of course, took all the particles out. Well, that's great, but that ammonia spritzer is quite expensive. And if you have to keep putting it, you know, into your truck all the time, it's just really another kind of tax.
So, I'm thinking... I'm thinking about something you probably as a kid. We used to stick, to get the cars past inspection, we used to stick stainless steel into the tailpipe and little steel pads, you know, stick those in the tailpipe. And then we'd stick a rag down the catalytic converter throat.
Right. We were pretty awful. I have no idea what you're talking about.
No, of course you don't know. I'm sure you don't know.
The interesting thing is now they use a chip to read it, so they just stick a computer in. You can't do that anymore, unfortunately.
No, you can't. No, it's too bad. All right, you have been test driving the new SUV for BMW, the X7. I drove one of them. I think they drive well. They're just not big enough for me. What do you think of them?
So the X7 is actually the new one, the biggest one they've ever made. They've never made one before. It's just about to come out. So the X5 is probably what most people drove. The X7 is their third row SUV. And before we even get started discussing this, Doug, I should tell you that you probably wouldn't get off a dealer lot with one you wanted for less than $100,000. So just to let you know, that's where we're starting.
So it's a range. It's a Range Rover. It's comparable to a Range Rover.
Yeah, and I have to tell you, BMW got it right in every single way. If you're looking for a luxury vehicle, they got it right in every single way. This thing is absolutely off the hook. And, you know, maybe just because I drove from Phoenix to Las Vegas in it, I'm a little bit dizzy still. But, however, it's amazing. Even the door armrest and the center armrest are heated. That's how luxury it is. And I'm sure, sitting in the studio there, you don't have a heated armrest on your car.
No, I should do the program then from a BMW. Yeah, maybe that's what I should do.
All right,
like the new Bentley SUV, which is kind of fancy, a little more expensive, but it sounds like it's that same league as the Rover.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.